This is a leading question. What's the best day that you ever had in the library?
That was a couple of years ago. It was during the Seattle Reads event that we were hosting. The group of librarians, they choose a book, whether it's fiction or nonfiction. The idea is that the entire city of Seattle picks up that book during a month and they read it together. It's actually a really cool idea because you see people all over the city on the buses or in the park all holding the same book. It's really cool. And then what we do is we get the author to come out and host a bunch of events so people can actually talk to the author or meet the author. So in particular, with 2011's Seattle Reads, it was Chris Cleave, his book Little Bee, that we chose that year and got him to come out from Britain. And he came to my library. And it was actually my first event I hosted as far as Seattle Reads was concerned. And it was a big one. I was super nervous, but also super excited to meet him. And I read his book, and I loved it. And so when I met him on May 11th, 2011, I met him, but that's also when you came in. And then we met, and then kind of the rest is history, almost.
I wasn't even supposed to be there. I was supposed to be at the book reading the night before on Friday night at the Central Library, but I double-booked myself. So I went into Ballard, even though it's in a different neighborhood, and I had to drive across town to get there and all that. But, yeah, I saw you, and I just thought, whoa, first of all, it's a male librarian, which is somewhat rare, and he's really cute, which... which that's all I really had to go on. I think I probably assumed you were smart and well-read, which I think is attractive in a friend or a mate.
And with the library being a big part of your childhood, with your mother being a librarian and stuff, I think somehow maybe you were searching for that, maybe. I don't know.
Ew, that sounds creepy.
I don't know. It's just something there ingrained.
Because I go to a library and went to a book reading maybe made you take that chance too.
Probably, actually. Because I do like that idea, you know, that you come to those events and that you find those interesting and you're engaged in reading and discussion and, you know, meaningful conversation, stuff like that. I think that's great. Definitely an attractive quality. So after that initial Chris Cleave event, we did start to date and dated for a while, and obviously we're together still. But the fun thing about it is that Chris Cleave came back to Seattle the next year for his next book, Gold. We hosted some library events at the Central Downtown Library, and we're like, we have to go to this. We have to meet Chris Cleave and tell him what he did.
What he did, yeah.
What he did. So we start telling Chris Cleave how his book brought us together, and he was just like, really?
And he said, and that's the most charming story I've heard in line all year.
He actually, he blogged about it, but he says, true story, these two met at one of my Seattle Reads events a year ago, became an item, and came to my Seattle show last night to tell the tale. Terrific couple. So happy for Casey and Jonathan. And this is the part I like. He says, one of the loveliest things I've ever been very slightly responsible for. So, I mean, I'm sure he didn't set out to write, you know, Little Bean, then have two people get, you know, get together because of it. But that's what ultimately happened.